WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
A lot of teachers across Illinois are using this summer to shake off the stress of teaching during the pandemic. A lot of teachers are taking long walks, growing tomatoes in their garden, or traveling out of town. And as the school year nears, we caught up with some teachers to find out how they're recharging. Here's WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGeega.
I just did 12 miles in 2:45, which is damn fast for me.
Slay. Training for the Chicago Marathon is how Kali Jankovic, an elementary music teacher in North Suburban Waukegan, is decompressing.
I usually get here around 6:45. We didn't start about till 7:20.
Jankovic trains about four times a week with a group, usually by the lake, other times near Millennium Park. Running the marathon is something Jankovic, who's 36, has been wanting to do for several years. But she had an accident a few years back. And last year, when she was ready,
everything went to hell, of course.
The pandemic happened and everything shut down. She couldn't see her students or sing with her choir.
It was really tough, just not having anything else to go off of.
Jankovic loves being around people.
Team to end AIDS, yes.
She's running the marathon to help people with AIDS, but she's also there to connect with others and be outdoors. The last two school years, she says, were intense and unpredictable. In the spring of 2020, only a few students would come to her music class.
I would have a Google Meet open. I would be sitting there on an empty screen for hours. And it was really hard, just feeling very disconnected.
When she was back in her classroom earlier this year, it was grueling. She had to juggle teaching kids remotely and in person. Jankovic was asked to teach summer school, but to that she said,
nope! I actually got an email the last day of school from one of the teacher supply companies, and it was, it's never too early to think about back to school. And I was like, yes, it is! Leave me alone for 1 week, please!
Aside from running, Jankovic is out at the symphony, at Grant Park, Ravinia, the museums.
Just getting to see people again after so long and trying to date a little bit and failing because I'm bad at that. I just did 12 miles.
Miles away from Jankovic in suburban Oaklawn on the southwest side, teacher Norm Brooks is recharging by practicing the trumpet. Brooks is a substitute teacher at the Boys Elementary on Chicago's south side. He played the trumpet as a kid, and then he picked it up again a few years ago when he was subbing at a high school.
And the music teacher and the students were actually helping me along with it, so I'm no Miles Davis, but I'm working on it.
Like many teachers, Brooks says last year was very challenging. He says the most stressful part was
keeping the students engaged. You have the students in class, you might have their attention, but now you done lost the attention of the students online, and vice versa. You got the students online attention.
Aside from playing the trumpet to recharge, he's also taking care of his grandson. He already introduced him to the trumpet.
But here was a song that I've been trying to play, been practicing. Let me see if I can see the notes.
He's still learning, but he's determined to keep practicing. Brooks, who's only been teaching for a few years, is not scared of another uncertain year. He says he's looking forward to sharing his love for music with his students. For now, before school starts, his goal is to be able to hold a tune. And he says, why not? Maybe sound a little more like the famous trumpet player Chuck Mangione. Adriana Cardona-McGeega, WBEC News.
That's all when the Saints, and I was a little nervous, I guess, trying to play, but that's one of the songs I got it down pat.